Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Every week in the football season, we are lucky enough to have Maryland Governor Wes Moore join us for his weekly NFL picks. Through 3 weeks, the Gov is over 500, which not a lot of people can say right now in the NFL. He's at 8-7. Governor, how are you, sir? Thanks for making time.
I'm great, man. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're hot.
We're out in Arizona, man. It's hot out here.
I know. I've been hearing from my friends out there. They're like, listen, the summer has not ended out there. It's brutal. It's brutal.
It never does.
Gov, it's supposed to be 110 degrees today.
And that's bananas.
All Brian and I want to do is play some golf.
I hope y'all go at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, we've already missed
five
it, I guess.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Before we get into the picks for this week, I got to just ask you, as a dude that played college football and loves the game, how blown away were you by Jaden Daniels' performance on Monday night?
Let me tell you something, man. I was sitting there watching the game and just texting with a couple of my boys, and I'm like, listen, you know, and honestly, I got to tell you, it's not even just the performance. It's not just the fact that the dude threw more touchdowns and incomplete passes. Right. It's the poise. It's the fact this is the biggest stage that he has played on. And that includes a remarkable college career. But it's Monday Night Football. I mean, the lights don't get any hotter, especially for a rookie QB and especially for a rookie QB of a team that frankly still has quite a few holes in it. And this man showed off and did it with such a remarkable grace. That, I mean, it's just, you know, listen, I know this week we've heard a whole bunch of, you know, oh, he's the next version of this. He's the next version of that. I think the beautiful thing that we saw was that, no, he's very comfortable just being the Jaden Daniels of now.
That's
and
what I
there's
said,
something
too.
Really special about him.
Yeah, I said, stop comparing him. Talking about he's the next this and next day. How about he could be the first Jaden Daniels? Just
That's
let him
it.
Go out there and
That's
do him.
It. That's it. I mean, but the poise that he showed, I mean, some of those balls that he threw, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's just – so I tell you, I mean, the Commanders have a talent, but they have to make sure that he is protected. You got to make sure you get an offensive line that can get him a little bit more time. We have to make sure you have a defense that can keep him off the field. I mean, like, you know, it's so there's some real holes that have to be filled. But this guy is showing he really has the potential to be the truth.
Governor, one thing I've asked you a whole bunch of times, and I'm not talking about selling beer at the grocery stores in Montgomery County, is just how excited you are, how excited you are for Orioles baseball. There's going to be playoff baseball at Camden Yards. Let me know what Brian and I need to do to get into that governor's suite for one of those games. But how excited are you just to see the O's host playoff baseball?
I love it. But I got to tell you, y'all can definitely come up to the suite. The problem is I won't be there because I'm in the stands. I don't like watching. I actually like watching the game.
Sure.
But no, it's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting, right? I mean, like, you know, first of all, anytime you have a team that's that is playoff bound, it's important because not everybody makes the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you're getting into these are the best of the best that are now out there to make the playoffs. And I think the Orioles have shown that's who we are. The Baltimore Orioles are amongst the best of the best, not just in the American League East, but also just amongst Major League Baseball. Now, I do think, you know, this is going to be a, you know, they're going to have to go earn this because, yeah. You know, we didn't win the AL East this year. The Yankees did. And so we're going to have our wild card game. We're going to have to go in. Hopefully we'll get home field advantage during that. You know, but we're going to have to go out and earn this. We're going to have to go win the wild card round. Then we're going to have to go out and hopefully, you know, beat the Yankees in the second round, which I feel very optimistic about because we basically just beat them in this last series. They won the last game, but we beat them in the first two. So it's possible. It can be done. I think we've got just a tremendous young team. And I tell you, the coolest thing about it, man, and I'm excited for y'all to come up, the buzz in Baltimore is so good. I mean, the stadium is absolutely packed. And you couldn't have said that 2 years ago. And so it's a really exciting thing when you think about the energy that the Orioles have continued to bring to Baltimore.
You and I are about the same age. I imagine you remember Jeffrey Mayer just like I do. And Tony Tarasco being perfectly positioned for that catch. It still makes my blood boil, and it was probably 30 years ago, so maybe I should see a physician or something.
Nah, don't get over it. If you're be like me. Don't ever get over stuff.
I haven't. All right, let's get down to business. I got you at 8-7, one game over 500, which is a lot better. Vegas is doing quite well through 3 weeks of the NFL season. Every week, the biggest underdog seems to win outright, and it was Washington last week. We got some games to pick. We can start with your Ravens if you want. They got a heck of a game with the Bills coming to town. What do you like in that one?
You know, this is going to be a good one. The Bills are a very good team. I just think that the Ravens are a better team, and especially when you're playing in Baltimore on a Sunday night. I really do believe one thing that we do see about the Ravens is when the lights are brightest is when they generally tend to show off. I think that it looks like there's going to be rain, and so the reason I bring that up is it means it's going to be run heavy. And you know, one thing that we have been able to show is that Derrick Henry is ready for a battle. He's ready when it's a run-heavy game. And I think that, you know, the Bills, their defense has not shown an ability to be able to be really strong against strong run offenses. So I think that Derrick Henry is going to go off. And I think that is going to matter because the Bills have not seen that. I mean, I think who they beat, the Cardinals and the Dolphins. And so they really haven't had a really tough team like this. This by far will be the best team that the Bills are going to face, and facing Baltimore on Sunday night is just hard. So I think Baltimore gets the win out of this one.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, and you're right with the Bills. They've played Arizona in the opener. Then they had the Thursday nighter in Miami. Tua was bad, and then Tua got hurt.
Yeah.
They almost dropped 50, but it was against the Jags, who looked like just an absolute train wreck. So you might be honest.
That's right. I forgot the Jags. The Jags aren't even a legit team anymore. I forgot about that.
I don't know how legit this team is, but they are 3-0. The Vikings head to Lambeau to take on the Packers.
Yeah, man. I tell you, this is I think going to be the trickiest game of the week. And, you know, I know a lot of folks are backing the Packers, and I get why. I totally understand why there's excitement about what you've seen with the Packers. And by the way, Malik Willis is just a horse. I mean, that game you put up last week was crazy. I don't know if I see him putting up another week like that, though. I'm going to go with Minnesota, and I know this is an upset. And I know we picked quite a few upsets, but I'm going to pick another one right now. I'm going to go with Minnesota going to Green Bay and winning. I just think that if you look at who Minnesota has beat so far, I mean, they beat the Niners and they beat the Texans in back-to-back weeks. You know, you cannot – they're not playing – I mean, they're not playing teams like the Bills are playing. you know, they're playing real teams, and they're beating real teams. And so I know that the Packers are the favorite. I know it's in Lambeau, but I think Minnesota goes in and gets the win out of this.
You know what? There's a lot of kind of metrics I keep track of, and the Vikings have been so impressive in a lot of things. Brian Flores, I think, is calling some outrageous defensive game plans. Brian Flores is kind of the Shanahan offensive stopper. If you look at what they did specifically to Kyle and the Niners, and then last week against Houston, that's among the most confused, worst we've ever seen CJ Stroud look in that Bobby Slowick offense. Like, they're doing something up there. The kid Grenard is playing outrageous. I kind of love that pick, Gov, but I do get nervous about backing Sam Darnold at Lambeau Field.
I know. And listen, and Lambeau is a tough place to play.
Sure.
Lambeau is a very tough place to play. But I think your point on, you know, your point on, for example, what we saw against the Texans is real, because it's not easy to throw off C.J. Stroud. I mean, he's just one of these dudes whose blood pressure just doesn't move. And he's shown that. But he looked confused. And so I agree. It's tough going against the Packers in Green Bay. I just think this Vikings team is doing something really, really, really interesting right now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, Stroud threw the two picks last week. Okay, Gov, we're talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Let's go out to Kansas City.
KC.
Chiefs-Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one, I don't, none of these are easy picks. And I'm going to be honest with you. I actually think the Chiefs have been doing what the Chiefs do every single year, which is they put up games during the regular season. You're like, what's going on with them? And then they come out in the playoffs and just dominate.
Yep.
but they've had a lot of struggles in a couple of these games, and they've shown lapses in some of these games where you're like, I don't think these guys even showed up. But I just think that the Chargers are going to be – it's going to be really tough to bet with the Chargers as long as we know that that Herbert is not going to be 100%. We saw last week. They're just a different team when he's in. And they're a different team when he's not at 100%. And so I think that Mahomes is Mahomes and crew are gonna get the win on this one.
Has there ever been a quieter 3-0 back to back Super Bowl champs team than the Chiefs?
I know.
Because it's crazy.
It's just human nature. You see a guy that's so good, you don't discuss him.
And it's funny because, if anything, the only conversations that we can keep on hearing about the Chiefs is, oh, they don't look the same as last year in this way. They don't look the same as last year in that way. And it's kind of like the dude who everything is right, and so you just start picking at them. All the other things don't matter. So you just start picking at the nonsense. That's kind of where we are at the Chiefs at this point.
Yeah.
Where we're like, oh, yeah, on that one play, the left tackle missed the play. It's like, come on, guys. Are we really doing this right now? That's
right.
What you have to do with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You're right. The nonsense meter, especially when you add the Kelce Taylor Swift angle to it.
Exactly.
Oh, man, it's Kelce right
now. The nonsense meter's off the chart.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this could be a sneaky, really good game. The Eagles are traveling down to Tampa to take on the Bucks. I believe that's in Tampa. You got two pretty good teams. Eagles coming off a big win. Tampa coming off a terrible loss. What do you think, yeah. Eagles-Bucks?
I'm so with you on this one. I think this one's a sneaky one. Especially, it's so funny the way the winds turn in the early part of the season, where after the first couple weeks, they were talking about, you know, Baker Mayfield, they're chanting MVP when he gets out there, and then you saw what happened last week. I think the Eagles are just going to be tough to beat on this one. And actually, I think you just have to look at the last part of the fourth quarter to really get a better understanding of why. The Bucs do not have a good run defense. And you saw Saquon showed at the end of the game why he is still a top quality back. And I think it's going to be really difficult for this Bucs defense, as we're looking at it right now, to be able to hold on to a Saquon as long as the Eagles run the right game plan and get the ball to him, and I'll really give him more space and give him more open space. I also, I know that Baker Mayfield and everybody's talking about him after week two. I think that story might be dying out pretty quickly. And so I think that the Eagles pull off this win, even though I've said it week one, week two, week three, I'm going to say it again. I think the Eagles still have a locker room problem. And I think that the coaching is going to be a real challenge for them to go really far this year. And they have not solved for that. So I think the Eagles get this win. But I think that the long-term problems of the Eagles will continue to be exposed.
I totally agree with you. Some of these things don't just go away, and yeah. it's the kind of, like, if your house has a leak, and you know you can wipe it up a couple times, but it's still going to keep there. Leaking. Yeah,
it's still there.
All right, Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now, makes his weekly NFL picks. All right, Gov, the one that's got me and B-Mitch in the 110-degree desert, Commanders, Cardinals, Kyler versus Jaden. What do you like in this one?
I think y'all are going to come back with a win on this one, man. I really do. I, listen, it's going to be – it's always challenging when you're coming up short week. And, you know, because, listen, in the NFL, 24 hours actually does make a difference when it comes to healing your body and all that kind of stuff. But let's be clear, I don't think there's a whole lot of pain coming out of the Commanders after the game last week.
They were
feeling good. They were feeling real good. And I mean the one thing that does give me a little bit of pause, though, I have to say, is Eckler being out. Because Eckler actually put up some really good numbers, and I think he again goes to show that was a good pickup. And an important pickup, but I think Brian Robinson is there to help to carry the load. I think that our defense, and specifically the defense for the Commanders in the secondary, is still going to be pretty problematic. And I still don't think that there's an answer for that yet. But I do think that Jaden Daniels just continues to get the confidence that he needs, and I think that there are going to be a lot of people who are now going to see that for this second week in a row, there are going to be a lot of eyeballs on him. And for the second week in a row, I think he's going to show out. So I think the Commanders get this win.
This thing's going to be really buzzing if that was to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd be 3-1 in kind of the quarter mark of the season. Gov, I wanted to ask you something. So it's not till week 6, right? So it's about a month from now, a couple more weeks from now. It seems like week 6, and Scott Abraham, I think, tweeted about this. The Sunday night game stinks. I think it's Bengals-Giants, and it's possible one of the better games on the board, at least right now, looks like it could be Commanders-Ravens. When a game gets moved like that, like, does your office, and we don't even know that it'll happen, right? Maybe it happens, yeah. Right? It's complete speculation. But, like, do they have to call you? Like, if they're going to move a 1 o'clock game to a Sunday night game, how does that work kind of with the – because there's – I don't think people realize how much, like, police presence – like, there's
correct.
So much goes into an NFL game. Do you have to get involved?
100%. I mean, like, we don't have decision-making authority. But absolutely, because, I mean, you're right. It's both making sure the people are safe during those times, and that requires – adjustments. It's about traffic patterns that have to take
right.
place.
Yeah.
And you know, this was a game that was already circled on all of our calendars. not just us as football fans, but also, I mean, this is the battle for Maryland, right? I mean, these are right. Maryland's two teams going against each other. So this one was all, we already knew there was going to be extra special energy that was coming into this one. But absolutely, I mean, when those decisions are made, we have to be notified early on it, because a whole lot of adjustments have to happen in order for it to be successfully executed.
Well, you're going to be a busy man, dude. You got Orioles playoff baseball. We don't know for sure who they're playing yet. It looks like it'll be the Royals. Will you do one of those, like,
I'm
governor
hoping it's
bets?
The Royals. I don't like the Tigers. They seem to have our number. So
They're red hot. All right. Well, Gov, here's what I got you at, sir. You got the Ravens. You've got the Vikings. I really love that pick. To me, that is a Ganas pick. You gotta show a little self-determination to take the Vikings and Sam Darnold going to Lambeau. But I love that pick. I might have to.
That was a good pick, Gov. Tell JP say he loved it.
the Chiefs at home, the Eagles on the road, and the Commanders on the road. Governor, we appreciate your time as always, sir.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Stay cool out there, man.
All right.
We'll try. That is Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us for his weekly picks.
It's like me and you just hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a crazy world, man. When we come back, we got the governor's picks in. We're going to tell you the keys for the Commanders to get a win Sunday against the Cardinals.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.